Chairman of Donegal Motor Club, Brian Brogan, the excitement's building ahead of the 2014 event.
That's right, Oisin, yeah, it was good to get the launch over there the night, and it's good to see a good crowd all there. Everybody's looking for Friday dinner time and looking to get on the road, and as usual, everybody likes to get away to a good start, and I think that's going to happen this year, maybe more than other years. We have a very good field, we have a reserve, so it's looking good.
And this, of course, is the event that all the rally boys in the country want to be a part of. This is, the premiership of the Tarmac Championship.
Donegal seems to be, Oisin, if you're in rallying, you have to do Donegal. If you don't do Donegal, you're not competing in an Irish rally, and that's the daddy of them all, if you say.
Because a lot of drivers, not just around the country, but locally as well, that they hold out for this one. This is the special, and this might be the only rally, maybe one of two that they do all year.
Well, looking at the entry again, that seemed to be the way. People have been holding back. They will do the cabins to get a wee feel of the car to get themselves out. But this is what they want to be, and this is where everybody wants to be, and looking forward to be there.
They all want to be here. What's going to be new for 2014, Eamon?
Well, we're running, again, I think the 3 days, we're running three stages on the Friday, done twice, being Brina, Carrick Mountain and Leather League. Now, the same as last year, but they have been changed. It's not the same.
Yeah.
We've added wee bits, and we added another 3 kilometres, 4 kilometres to Leather League, which will make it that wee bit. It's a good enough stage as it is, so yeah. Hopefully it'll add.
Will there be tougher stages on the first day then? Does it make those stages tougher than what they were last year?
It makes for change, yeah. Hopefully it'll be as tough as what. But then Saturday is the tough day. Yeah. Saturday is the tough day now. We're running 2 in the morning as Gary Gart and Nakala again's running, and in the evening then we're running Cairn Hill again, which is a totally new Cairn Hill that hadn't been run. There's 17, 18 kilometres in there.
Yeah.
That a lot of even the older divers would have never been over such.
Right.
So, and then we're doing it in Gartan again, yeah. Which seems to be a big favourite with all the drivers in there.
It's a long day, the Saturday. There's 8 stages in there, and I suppose does it beg the question, given that we're out for so long, could you squeeze another maybe 2 or 3 or 4 in there, or given that the length of the stages and the distance and the time that the modern day of rallying that we're in, that 8 stages are suffice for it?
It probably could, but the thing that we would look at that is 8 stages, first of all, as help. Help would be everything, we looked for 8 stages, if we get enough help. Like, we have something like 250 marshals for the day, and we're trying to get as many people on the stages to make them as safe as they can. And that's the most important thing to us, for the over the weekend, that the whole people, that the whole thing runs safely. And
then on to the Sunday. There's 6 stages on the Sunday, and big classic stages now at this stage. And we finished off in Fannin last year, and you're going to wrap it up again down there coming into Port Sam.
That's for sure, and I think that is a tough, tough for the drivers. After 3 days, they have to go on to the likes of Fannin, and Fannin is a tough stage.
Yeah.
Any day, so mm-hmm. But especially on a Sunday evening, it really is tough for them.
Yeah. And Glen and Atlantic Drive can be tough as well, because as we experienced through the years, if there's rain there and the conditions are treacherous, it can suit some, but it can be bad for others.
That's for sure, and we're changing the drive here. The drive has been run clockwise, which hasn't been run over a couple of years, so that's a bonus as well. See how they go on that.
You're chairman of the club. How's it been this year, Brian, and the build-up to this event?
Very good. A lot of work goes on behind the scenes, It's not really about the chairman. There's a lot of other people there involved, and there's people doing more work there this last 9 months than you would imagine, It's a lot of PR to be done. There's a lot of work with individuals, sponsors, trying to keep everybody on toe, and a lot of landowners there. You have to be thankful to all of them, and people make contact with them, letting them know what's going to happen, and just a lot of work you wouldn't imagine that has to be carried out, Oisin.
Yeah, because the Donegal Motor Club always get a good response when they head out to get, the foundations in place months ahead before the rally even takes place.
Yeah, well, it's hard to believe. You'd think that once you get a rally over on a Sunday evening, that's it, but it doesn't really be, because you might get a rest for about 6 weeks to 2 months, and then it's up and go again and try and get planning again for next year. And before you know it, there you are. That's where we are here today.
And we're Pitt's, of course, rallying on the map here in the Northwest, but right across Europe as well. And there's a couple of new additions, I suppose, off the circuit for the event this year.
That's right, yeah. Well, the next rally now, it'll be another big thing for us, and it'll probably put us on the map again better to let people across the water see how we promote it. And it should, again, next year, encourage maybe other people to come over here and play in the Donegal Rally.
Yeah, and I suppose another goal of that is to try and get another big sponsor on board, Brian, because there isn't one this year.
That's right, Oisin, yeah. We're trying our best to work between the lines, and there is a lot of people interested too, and we just need to try and negotiate the best deal we can possible for the club.
And it is a long weekend, 3 days off the international. And I know there's this argument that maybe that rally events in Ireland should be brought down to 1 day or 2 days. We've seen some other events try it over the last couple of years, but by all accounts, there's no signs of Donegal being shortened from the 3 day on the calendar, Eamon.
Not that I would be, I wouldn't be in favour. Well, the club in general wouldn't be in favour of having it's Donegal is 3 days, and a lot of people, and that's what the attraction is to Donegal. And you know, you bring the people to Donegal, you bring it, they come here for the week, and they're geared up to come for the weekend, and that's what it's all about. Like, the thing starts for us really on the Thursday night, so it's really not, it's 4 days of certain night.
We've had some big names in Donegal through the years, and they've all marked certain parts of it as being the best rallying roads in the, not alone in the country or in Europe, but in the world, Eamon.
I so believe, and like, you know, they're talking about, you know, you talk to them drivers coming off the likes of Garton there, they just want to go and do it again, like, you know, so they knock Alice again, fan it, you know, the drive. All them stages are all top class and the best rallying ground, I would say, in Europe at the moment.
You, of course, will be involved in the mix of the Mark IIs. You'll be competing that weekend, and at times the Mark IIs and the modified rally can steal the headlines in this event, Brian.
Well, the modified and my, to be honest with you, would be where the real rally is. I know that some of the bigger boys, and it's a tight competition up there with them themselves, but my view, the modified is where rallying really is, and it always was, to be honest with you, with clubmen. But it's definitely a battle and a half this year with anybody that's here in a Mark II Escort. They mean business, Oisin. They're not there to come second.
Yeah. Can you mix it with the boys ahead of you, can you, Brian?
It'll be very hard to see it, Oisin, because some of them boys at the minute, to be fair, they're match fit and they've been there before, and it's going to be very hard for me to see myself in there, but that doesn't mean to say that I won't be trying.
Yeah, and I suppose as a club man here in the county and as chairman, you would be pleased with a Donegal victory over the weekend on both the international and the modified.
Oh, well, I would, absolutely. Yeah, there is, as you know, there's people there that deserve it very well, and they're all in Donegal, and now I'm not putting down anybody from outside the county, but I would like to see a double from Donegal, to be honest.
We'll finish on a serious note, and of course safety is paramount when it comes to the Donegal Rally, and there has been incidents here in our own county and in other counties through the years, and most recently just last weekend at the Jim Clark Rally in Scotland, and it's something that happens in motorsport from time to time. It's sad, it's not very nice when it does occur, but you have a job as well of putting safety first for rally events, Eamon.
Our first priority is safety to the people that come, safety to the drivers, make sure that everything, you know, we're not leaving no stone unturned to make sure that they, and again, you go back to what, we could run 10 stages, but like, to make sure that it'll be safe, I think we just have to get to make sure that everybody have enough help on the day, and anybody that wants to come and help and make sure that it does happen, we're more than welcome to have them on board.
Yeah, and safety plans are obviously of a huge part of the rally, and that all goes through headquarters in Motorsport Ireland in Dublin, and I suppose that Irish rallying has a lot of these boxes ticked now, you know.
We've been over it, and MI have been down, and they go over the course and over it, and they amend some of the stuff, and we amend some of our stuff, like, you know. But it's the boxes are all been ticked, and we have try and cover all our angles on that.
Yeah, and what we've heard the message now for quite a few years: keep the race in its pace and leave it to the rally drivers, Eamon.
That would be it. Like, and I'm sure that they were chatting later on to Michael Harrison. He'll be looking at it and looking at the roadside. And I think that over the last couple of years, I think people have heeded the warnings and took on board and like we had some good years here, and hopefully they will continue.
Yeah, listen, Eamon, the best of luck over the rally weekend, and Donegal to you and your team, and have an enjoyable one, but have a safe one too.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.